All right, so welcome to Providence Presbyterian Church. And my bad. All right, then. So, welcome to Providence Presbyterian Church, and especially today, which is Youth Sunday. So you'll notice that the pastors are sitting amongst you, and that the youth are now leading this worship. So new visitors, we encourage you to join us during coffee hour and really just be part of this community. And now it's time for announcements, so if there's anyone who would like to make an announcement, I'll just pass the mic around and can do that.
And speaking of youth, we have a couple things. The youth advisory team, YAT, met on last Sunday, and what we decided was to try and hold two events this summer. All youth are invited, and I, age-wise, sixth grade on up. So Friday, June 28th, we're meeting here at the church. We're going to play soccer and then have an ice cream social. If you can come, please let us know. Phil, Juliet, Edward has promised to be there, so we're going to have a good time. Let us know if you're available. We'll also have a pool party on a Friday evening at the end of July. And we want to make sure everybody knows about the mission trip. If you have questions about the mission trip for this summer, August 7th through 11th, see Phil Chan. Got it? Yep. Okay, great. And the last announcement about youth, the YAT team is meeting again Sunday, the 30th of June, in the couches room following worship.
Any other announcements?
The interim study committee has been hard at work, and we would like to invite you all to a luncheon next Sunday after worship. There will be no coffee hour, just a luncheon downstairs, where the study committee and the deacons will be hosting our members that are hold the history of the church. We have, some real wisdom in the elderly people that have been with this church since the merger between Chalkstone and Second Presbyterian that formed Providence Presbyterian Church. And we're going to hear from these longtime members what the programs that inspired them, the things that grew their faith, what church was like then, and besides, the food will be really good, so you want to come.
Good morning. I'd like to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. It's very fortuitous that we're making this announcement today, because let's face it, every other day of the year is Mother's Day anyways, right? So several of the men in the congregation have decided to try to put together a men's group. We're not exactly sure what that means in typical male fashion. We just know we want to do something. We just don't know how to do it. But a few of us have kind of gotten together and done a little bit of discussion about how we'd like to set it up, but certainly it's still open to further discussion. If you're interested, we are planning on having sort of a social gathering kickoff. I believe the date is July 7th, somewhere. We have no idea where, and we're not exactly even sure about the time. But details are to come. So I have a blank sign-up sheet, thanks to Dave Spader, and I will have it at the picnic today if you're interested in joining in any capacity. We'd love to have you. So hope you'll be interested. Thank you. It's open to men over, unfortunately, we have to limit it to over 21, but that's it. Thank you.
As you can see, I am not involved in this one. I just wanted to make a slight correction. There's actually no coffee hour today. It is a church picnic. So right after service, we're all going to head over to Lippitt Park, which is at the end of Hope Street and Blackstone Boulevard. For our church picnic, we'll find a nice shady spot. You'll see our big church sign up. So if you can't find us, just look for the sign and we'll be there. Thanks.
Since today is Father's Day, I will be selling cards again for Father's Day. So if you are a late shopper, come see me after worship. The suggested donation is $10. Thanks.
Please join me in the call to worship. When the winds blow and waves threaten the ship of our lives, we know that we can trust God, the one who will tend our needs. As the disciples turn to Jesus, asking him to calm the storm at sea, we too can turn to him and ask for peace. In confidence, let us worship God together. So our first hymn is number 472 in the Presbyterian hymnal, and it's O Sing to the Lord.
Let us turn to our God in confession, considering God's steadfast love. Let us pray, first in silence and then together aloud. Loving God, you continue to lead us in upright ways because of your love for us. We don't always follow your call. We don't always trust that you are with us. We turn away from you and go our own way. Forgive us and return us to our rightful home in you. Through Jesus Christ, amen. Now our song of confession. Our God promises never to give up on us, to offer us compassion whenever we come in prayer. According to the prophet Hosea, God says, "When my children come trembling, I will bring them home." Believe the gospel in Jesus Christ. We are forgiven.
Now it's time to share our joy and concern among each other and to the Lord. I have another minister sharing me the ministry today, so I'm grateful for Eliza. Yeah.
I want to thank you for prayers. The power of prayer in this church is something, again. A couple of weeks ago, I asked you to pray for Walter's great niece, Bella, who had something they the doctors couldn't figure out what was the matter with her, and she was fatigued and tired all the time. 2 days after we prayed for her, she was back to normal. And this, the last 2 days, I've been at a synod council meeting, and I tell you it went very well, and it looks like the transition process is going well, and that the proposed transition will probably be accepted in October. Then I'm going to ask for travel prayers. I will be leaving Tuesday to go out to Oregon to visit my son and daughter-in-law and granddaughter, and my other son and two grandchildren are going to be there for a week.
I concur with Judy that I think I followed her last Sunday, that prayers in this church certainly do work. And my brother Jim down in Pennsylvania is showing improvement. He's been home from the rehab center. And I just want to thank everybody for all the prayers that you have given him. Thank you.
I just want to celebrate all the youth in this church and their participation. If you look at the bulletin, lots of people, lots of parts, and I just want to celebrate them.
About 3 years ago, Rich Evans had a piece of his esophagus removed. It was cancerous. Because that was removed, it was thought that the chances that it would recur were small. But it did recur, and he's undergoing treatment now. And I saw him earlier this week and didn't recognize him. The only reason I knew it was him was he was in his own house. And otherwise, I could not connect him to the person I knew not so long ago.
I'd like to announce a joy. Nancy celebrated her 85th birthday yesterday.
I forgot one thing. David Mears, the state clerk for the synod, the doctors have discovered he has some kind of mass in his GI system, and he's undergoing an endoscopy on Tuesday to have a biopsy to figure out what that is. So I'd like to ask prayers for David Mears.
Prayers for David.
Please continue to pray for my brother-in-law, Johnny, who is on the heart transplant list.
Prayers for Johnny's heart transplant.
I would like to give thanks to the Lord. Last Saturday, I guess I fell asleep behind my wheels, and I got into an accident. The car suffered, but I didn't, and nobody else did. So I would like to thank God for that.
We have some things that we're very thankful to God for. Julia celebrated her 17th birthday on Friday, so we're very happy and glad that she is alive and has had such a wonderful life. And Jamie graduated from high school on Thursday and was the valedictorian, and so we're very excited and proud for her too.
I'd like to ask for healing prayers for Muriel Emmon. She's not a member here yet, and I think may not get to that point because she's moving to Texas later. But she fell at work and broke her foot.
Healing for Muriel.
I'd like to ask continued prayers for my grandmother, Anne. She successfully went through surgery on Friday and had part of her lung removed. And as far as I know, she's doing okay, but she will have to go through chemotherapy now. So just prayers for her.
I have a joy to share that my sister gave birth to my niece on Thursday. Her name is Elena. So thank you for your prayers.
Prayers for my friend Marcia. This is her third bout with cancer and chemo. She just started week one of 36 of chemo this week. And without chemo, she's got a 90% chance of it coming back. And with chemo, she's got a 70% chance of it coming back. So lots of prayers, please.
Sophie's birthday was on Friday, and she turned 3.
Morning and half a joy. I'm very happy and pleased to be in the Presbyterian Church. Because in Liberia, the first Presbyterian Church, 1860, and I used to sing in a choir, but I forgot about the church, and I'm so happy. My little son told me, Daddy, let's go to church. And I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
I have to join Judy and Julia. Prayers of this church do work wonders. My mother is low and is much better, and we hope for swift healing. Thank you.
Let us pray together. Almighty God, you have promised us to hear all the prayers we make through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who said that he would be in the midst of us whenever we gather in his name. And we thank you because you are present in this congregation when we see different people in many ways. We thank you for our young generation and our youth. Thank you for their energy and for their will to serve you and to be on the journey to discover your spirit and understand the wonderful mystery you carry for us day by day. Now we lift up our thoughts and desires to you to save and protect them. As young as they are wonderful, and they represent and remind us of everything good in this life. We ask you, God, to guide them, to be with them, to be the candle that light their way when the dark comes close, to be the road when everything seems confusing and they cannot know which direction to take. We ask you to be the good friend that can hold their hands and hold them closer when they're feeling they need some help and support. And in all these, we thank you for all the good events goes around us when we celebrate and when we share the struggle with others too. We call you with all our hearts, trusting in your goodness and grace. We trust that Spirit that will never leave us alone, but will be with us, carrying us and caring for us. We pray for all rulers in the whole universe and the whole earth, and those who are really in charge of doing justice in the world. We pray, God, to enlighten them and to save them from being misguided by the power and misdeceived by the power of their authority. We pray for countries who are really struggling in the Middle East. We pray for Syria, and we pray for the violence we can see and hear day by day in Turkey. We pray for these people who really are dying to find something for hope and for light. Rule over by your spirit and guide us to see and feel your love. Keep the people of all nations in peace and safety so that we may serve you in goodness and praise your name all the days of our lives. And as we come closer to our congregation, we put all these people in your hands. We pray for Judy, as Judy mentioned, about Walter's niece. We thank you, God, for the good news we heard. And we keep praying for full recovery, and we keep praying for days ahead. As we celebrate the moment we know now, help us to remember you will be with us in whatever comes in the next moment. We pray for Judy's trip. Give her a good time and safe trip with her family. And we pray, as also Judy remind us about what one brother, maybe not known by many, but known by you, David Myers. And be with his journey as he's really struggling with his disease and he's really trying to discover what's going on with his health. And again, as we thank you for many things, Julie's remind us today about her brother, Jim, who really is doing good, and we thank you, God. We celebrate the youth that are here today, and we celebrate their life. And help us to be really on your side. Help us to be your people when they need us. Help us to be their back when they need that support. And we thank you, God, for as Dorothea reminded us today about Nancy's 8th birthday. We pray for her health, and we pray for a life that full of your presence and support with everybody in her life. We pray for Barbara's mother-in-law, and be with her. And we thank you for many things, as we heard from the Coopers today. We thank you for Julia's 17th birthday, and we ask you to accompany her with her journey. We thank you for a good example of one of our children when they really work hard and they get a good result. We thank you for Jamie's graduation, and we thank you for the whole family. And help us to be a family that can raise our children in the love of your sights and the love of your wisdom. We pray, as CJ reminds us about her friend Mary, for healing. And we pray for Jeannie's grandmother for full recovery. And we thank you as we receive the good news. She is moving in the good direction. Remind us to remember and pray for her. We thank you for Sherry's sister and for the birth and for the gift of life. We pray as Tom asked us to pray for his friend Martha and as she struggled to be with her. And we thank you for Sophia's birthday. And we thank you, God, for all these things we heard and the things we are keep hearing about Elena's mother-in-law and how is she really going in the right direction. We pray, God, for all those who are suffering, whether by poverty, prison, sickness, exile, or any misery of the body or affliction of the spirit. Enable them to know your loving kindness and care so that you may be delivered from every ill. We pray for all who are gathered here in the name of Jesus Christ, that we might hear his word and keep his supper every day we come here. Pardon our faults and nourish us in all goodness so that we may offer ourselves completely with all our love and steadfast faith to your dear Son, our Lord, the only Savior and Redeemer, who taught us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I invite all the boys and girls to join me up front. Janik has a treat for us. Come on up. Sit down here. Some of us have to sit on the floor. All right. Does everybody have some space? Everybody got enough room? Slide in. Get close. What we want to do, oh, come on in. There's more friends need space. Scoot in, scoot in. Gather in close. This is great. Look at all of you. Hi, hi, hi.
Do you want to say hello?
Hello. Hello.
All right, so here's what's going to happen. Janik is going to show us some pictures, and I've got to tell you, he did not draw these pictures. Somebody else here did, and I'm not a very good drawer. So, and I want you to tell me what you see, and let's see if we can tell this story that he's showing us. Okay, are you ready?
The sun.
I see the sun. Yep, what else? This word, what does that say?
That.
Okay, so maybe that means that day. Is that right?
On that day.
Okay, good. All right, next.
The sun was rising.
Well, oh, what about the shadows kind of long there? What do you think? Okay, when the sun was setting. Is that right? When evening came. All right. And what's happening here? What do you see? Oh, it says, let's go. Somebody's, what is that? What's that
pointing.
Guy? He's pointing. And what does this look like? Water. Okay. So, oh, who said that? Somebody just said, let's go across. Let's go across to the other side. Yay. All right. And now what's happening? Oh, they're in a boat. And what are they? They're going across, and what's over here?
More people.
A ton of people are left behind. So they got in a boat with Jesus, right? And they went over to the other side, and they left a bunch of people behind. Is that right? And with Jesus just as he was. Okay, and what's that now? There were other boats with them. And what's happening here? I don't know. That's... Oh, somebody's asleep. Okay, keep going. Is that right? Other boats were with them. And what's that? It's a storm. And move your fingers here, Jay, because they can't see. What's going on here? They are in a panic. So all of a sudden the wind started blowing and the waves were crashing and maybe even filling up the boat with water. And they were panicked. Is that right? Okay. And what's that? Jesus is sleeping. And what about the other guys? What do they look like?
They're leaking.
They're trying to wake him up so he can stop the storm.
Okay. So Jesus is asleep and they are not. Do they look happy?
No.
No. No, not happy. Okay. Yeah? Do we get it, Jay? Okay, good. Next. They don't know what to do. Now, is Jesus still asleep?
No.
What does he look like? He's just getting up, and I think they're saying to him, don't you care about us? We're in this boat, and we're having some trouble.
Trouble.
Yep.
I like the guy who's saying, like,
yeah, the one guy has a big question mark over his head, and he looks like he's shaking his finger at Jesus. So do we have the idea, Jay? Okay. And what's happening here in this picture?
Jesus is telling them to be quiet.
Who is he telling?
The wind.
The wind and the waves, he's saying, calm down. Do we have it? Peace be still, okay? Jesus is saying, peace, be still. Good, okay, what next? What does that look like? Pull it back towards you a little bit so they can see. What does that look like?
The boat's good.
The boat's good. The ocean is soft. The sun is out. But what do those people look like? Huh? Say that again. You said one word. What was that word?
Huh?
Huh? The people look very surprised, like they have some questions. And what about Jesus? What is he doing? He's saying, you've been with me all this time and you don't know who I am? How about that? Is that right? Yeah. Say that.
You still have no faith?
You still have no faith. You know me this well. So what does Jesus want us to know from this story? What do you think?
That he can fix anything.
That Jesus can fix anything, that we should.
Not to be afraid.
That we should not be afraid. That's right. Johnick's going to lead us in prayer.
I think that goes to the pastor.
We're going to do it together. Yes, thank you. Here you go. I'll read it, you say it. Okay, you ready, guys? Let's pray. Oh God, mm-hmm. We give you thanks.
That you care for us.
Help us remember that when we are scared,
you can send us peace.
Amen. Yay, good job. Now today you get to stay with Mom and Dad and hear what's going and see what's going on.
We wanted to take this time to publicly recognize and thank all of our Sunday school teachers. They have given so much of their time and energy loving and serving our youth by teaching them about God and faith. So if you can just stand as I call your name so people can see you. I'm not going to have you come to the front, but we wanted to just take time to recognize you. Our godly play teachers, Gladys Oye, Monica Vanderbond, John Boucher, Marianne Harrison, Sally Lockhart, Meg Walker, Kathy Cooper, Dorit Kagi, the We Believe teachers, Lori Gerard, Jenny Surgener, Andrew Foster, Sharon Gibson, Jill Moles, Alice Cooper, and senior and junior high teachers, Bob Smanek, Tom Evans, Phil Chan, and myself. Thank you so much for all that you've done. And if you can just all see me after the service, we have a small gift of appreciation for you. Thank you.
The Old Testament lesson is from Psalm 107, verses 1 through 3 and 23 to 32. It's on page 528 in your pew Bible and page 687 in your large print Bible. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, those he redeemed from trouble and gathered in from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Some went down to the sea in ships, doing business on the mighty waters. They saw the deeds of the Lord, his wondrous works in the deep, for he commanded and raised the stormy wind. which lifted up the waves of the sea. They mounted up to heaven. They went down to the depths. Their courage melted away in their calamity. They reeled and staggered like drunkards, and were at their wits' ends. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out from their distress. He made the storm be still, and the waves of the sea were hushed. Then they were glad because they had quiet, and he brought them to their desired haven. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wonderful works to humankind. Let them extol him in the congregation of people, and praise him in the assembly of the elders. The New Testament lesson is from Mark 4, verses 35 to 41, on page 36 in your pew Bible and page 47 in your large print Bible. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in a boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion, and they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" This is the word of the Lord.
Join us to stand as we sing together. It is number 384 in your hymnal, but we're going to be singing a slightly different tune, so you can follow along the words there, but we'll be singing a different tune.
Thank you. Hi, my name's Jamie. I just graduated from Classical High School this week, and in the fall, I'll be going to Yale University. I've heard the story of Jesus calming the storm practically all my life, but it never really hit home with me until I learned how to sail. I was in sixth grade sailing with other middle schoolers on small 14-foot boats. Now, when you're teaching 12 and 13-year-olds how to sail, you don't let them go out if the wind's blowing more than 15 knots, which is about 18 miles per hour. But from the first times I sailed to even today, even slightly heavy winds have made me uncomfortable. When it's windy enough, sailboats will heel, which basically they'll tip to the side as you're moving forward. And that always happens, but it's enough to make a lot of people nervous. Although beyond that, what really makes me uncomfortable in heavy winds is the sense that I'm only barely in control. Sailing well is the art of being able to feel the boat, like sort of be in tune with it. And you can sense how it's going to respond to whatever you decide to do. So in heavy winds, I can feel that just the slightest mistake could tip me over. What I've learned in 6 years of sailing 14-foot boats is that the worst thing that can happen to you is tipping over. And it's not really that bad. It takes an experienced sailor a matter of minutes to right a capsized boat, and then you're back to sailing. However, I've also had a couple chances to sail larger boats. Boats 100 times more complex to manage, with 100 more ways to mess up or lose control. And in a storm, or even in moderate winds, sailing them can be terrifying. You can't capsize and right a 50-foot long boat. You're in charge of a being that is immensely bigger and more powerful than you, and it is really easy to make a mistake or lose control. This is the kind of the boat the disciples were sailing, I assume. I don't think they would all fit on a 14-foot boat. The storm they found themselves in wasn't merely a patch of heavy winds, either. They were very experienced sailors, and for them to panic the way they did, telling Jesus that they were perishing, they must have been certain that the storm was beyond their power to manage. I get really uncomfortable picturing how scary the storm must have been, even from the small description, but mostly just from how scared they were. But what I noticed about this passage was the first line, "When evening had come, he said to them, 'Let us go across to the other side.'" So basically, it was Jesus who suggested that they go sailing when they did. We know Jesus is God, and if God knows anything, he probably knows the weather. So basically, Jesus deliberately sent them out sailing when the storm was coming. The idea of being in a storm when you feel just on the verge of losing control, knowing there are terrible consequences for losing control, I relate to that from being a sailor, but I also relate to that from my life in general. There are events and periods of life that are like storms, where you're struggling, hurting, worried, and afraid. The disciples couldn't manage this one, and they knew they needed Jesus' help. If you showed me this passage as I studied frantically for 5 AP exams, or heard terrible news about a friend, or wrote all of my college applications wondering how I'd ever get in, I'd say the message of Jesus calming the storm is that Jesus calms the storms in our lives. He's with us through them just as he was there on the boat the whole time. And even when we feel like we're hopeless or perishing, he is always in control and powerful enough to take care of us. But I'm here having gone through all those storms and many others. And what I see in front of me is a lot of adventure and learning and excitement, but a lot more storms as well. That will be wilder and more terrifying than those that I've weathered before. And what I realize now is that all those things about Jesus calming our storms are true, but it's just as important to realize that sometimes it is Jesus himself that leads us into them, to make us stronger, to help us learn and grow, and to draw us closer to him. It's very comforting to know that not only will God be with me through everything I face, but that my storms also have a purpose. I know this is true by looking at my past. Every problem I've had has helped me to grow. So I look forward to what's ahead of me. I know that there is purpose in everything I will experience and that God has promised to be there with me through it all.
So the next, we're going to do a little rap. which was a lesson that the We Believe class did back in the fall. And it was based on Ephesians 4, verses 4 and 5. And we the part of the lesson was that we take the scripture and kind of make a rap out of it. So this is what that is. So if all of the We Believe class members could come forward, we're going to perform for you the rap that we made up. Rap being a very loose term. Okay, so just take your instruments. And then go up that way. Emily was a triangle the first week, and I told her that she could do it. So, this is how the tambourine. Okay, so go up, Sophie, up the stairs on that side on the stage. Take it. Okay, go up.
Please join me in the affirmation of faith. In faith, we acknowledge that God has acted us in his past in a Holy Spirit history. In faith, we confess that God seeks to rule our lives today. In faith, we affirm that God continues to send prophets and speak through filling vessels to guide the course of all history towards its end. In faith, we imagine the end to be casual as betrayed and find in Jesus Christ compassion, justice, and love. In faith, we long to part of the purpose. Amen. God has blessed our lives with abundance. Now we return a small portion of that abundance to God.
What wondrous love is this, oh my soul? Oh, my soul, what wondrous love is this? Oh, God's righteous frown. Christ laid aside his crown for my soul. Christ laid aside his crown for my soul. When we're from sorrow free, we'll sing on. When we're from sorrow free, we'll sing on. When we're from sorrow free, we'll sing out joyfully. And through eternity, we'll sing on. And through eternity, we'll sing on.
Spirit of Jesus, we bring our gifts to you, O God. Help us to give with them a ready mind and willing spirit and a joyful heart. Amen. Our final hymn will be My Life Flows On, number 2212 in a small hymnal.
Thank you.
The grace of Christ attend you, the love of God surround you, the Holy Spirit keep you now and forevermore. Amen.